campaigning in Sheffield by Alistair Tice. Yorkshire Socialist Party Secretary Ken joined militant in his early 20s against the backdrop of the 1984 miners' strike and the Liverpool City Council struggle against Thatcher. He was inspired at an 800-strong militant rally against the witch hunt in the Labour Party held at Sheffield City Hall with Derek Hatton and Peter Tough speaking. Alan Barrow, then a militant branch secretary, recalls, "I remember well the day me and Iris knocked on his door on Norfolk Park. We were following up on a petition he had signed on one of the Saturday paper sales on Fargate. Within a week he was at a branch meeting at our house on Manor on why you should join militant. That was it, my first recruit to the organization." In the first few weeks of knowing him, Ken made it quite clear that he wanted to work full-time for militant. Ken built a big anti-poll tax union on his own estate as part of Manor against the poll tax, which filled two of the 30 coaches that went from Sheffield to the huge anti-poll tax demo in London in 1990. But the collapse of Stalinism reinforced the Labour Party's expulsion of militants and shift to the right, leading to the 1991 split in militant about our future direction. Ken was an enthusiastic supporter of the open turn, his political understanding and revolutionary determination leaving some older, conservative members behind. In the absence of any significant worker struggles, and with Labour councils like Sheffield implementing big cuts to jobs and services, as militant Labour we turned to local campaigns, and standing for socialism and local, then parliamentary, elections. With his name still known from the anti-poll tax union, Ken was selected as our first candidate in the 1994 council election for Park Ward. As our public representative, Ken took 2 weeks off work, throwing himself into the campaign outside shops, schools, post offices, and knocking on hundreds of doors. A fantastic campaign resulted in 682 votes, 20%, and a dozen new members in the area. A year later, Ken was able to write in the militant newspaper, "We promised after that election that we weren't going away and we haven't. We have exposed the high-rise hell of families with children living in the 15 tower blocks on Norfolk Park when at least 50 council houses nearby were boarded up. With the slogan Nice Tracks, Shame About the Flats, militant Labour has contrasted the millions of pounds spent on the super tram which runs through Norfolk Park with the next to nothing spent on the estate itself. We tried to protest against David Curry, the Tory housing minister due to visit the ward. Our leaflets read, make it hot for Curry, but he changed his itinerary to avoid us, making him a chicken curry. On the back of such energetic local campaigning, and he was never out of the Sheffield Star paper, Ken increased his vote in 1995 to 21.5%, beating the Lib Dems to come second in the ward, and causing the Labour councillor to accuse us of being the fly-posting party. As well as housing, we campaigned against NHS cuts, collecting tens of thousands of signatures on a petition against the closure of the Hallamshire Hospital Casualty Department, which Ken presented to the Hospital Unison Union Branch Secretary. Then we successfully stopped plans for a private finance initiative, PFI, backdoor privatization of the new Jessops Women's Hospital, that was eventually publicly funded. By now, Tony Blair was the new Labour leader, and militant Labour changed its name to the Socialist Party. That hospital and EPFI campaign was central to Ken standing as a Socialist Party candidate in the 1997 general election in Sheffield Central constituency, gaining nearly 500 votes and many new members. Strengthening the branch allowed us to stand more widely in local elections, and initiate in 1998 the eventually successful Residents Against SAR Pollution Mass Community campaign, to close down a toxic waste site in Killamarsh near Sheffield. Again Ken was in the front line, this time literally stood in front of tankers full of dangerous chemicals. Ken's growth as a public representative, and as a leading Socialist Party member in Yorkshire, led him to attend a CWI international school in Belgium in 1999. There he fell in love with Paula, who quickly became his soulmate. Ken moved down to London to live with, marry, and have two beautiful twin daughters with Paula, and start a new chapter in his revolutionary life, having made such an outstanding impact in Sheffield, that we still talk about it today. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 5th of June 2020, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist.